You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For the past few months, we've been taking your questions on Islam and the cultural practices of Muslims. Listener Julie Kellerman used to work for Meijer in the clothing department. She also hosted a Pakistani exchange student for a year. Kellerman wanted to know, what would it take for a chain of grocery stores to carry halal meat? Halal is a way of preparing food prescribed by Islamic law, kind of like the Muslim version of kosher.
But I found myself wondering, gee, I wonder if Meijer's has considered this.
To answer Kellerman's question, I had to find out what makes food halal. Just a warning, we are going to talk about how animals are killed for food. So, I called up Abe Rababa, who co-owns Berry & Sons Islamic Slaughterhouse in Detroit's Eastern Market. He says halal slaughter is mostly about killing an animal quickly and humanely.
And the knife must be sharpened and it must be slaughtered by one cut. They cut it from ear to ear and they say, in the name of God, God is great.
Rababa says you don't have to be an imam or a Muslim religious leader to slaughter animals in the halal way. But the person does have to be a Muslim and must be cleansed, both physically and spiritually.
Like, you know, wash up or like he's doing a prayer.
Rababa says the animal also has to be healthy before it's killed.
You know, we make sure it's not pushed, not shoved. It walks to our facility with, you know, like it's walking outside, you know, goes to building to building. Then before it's slaughtered, we feed it. We make sure it drinks. Everything's provided for it.
After it's slaughtered, the animal is hung upside down, so all of the blood and any bacteria that might come with it can drain out. Rababa says, for the most part, halal slaughtering is pretty much the same in every country, though some cultures prefer to leave out certain organ meats, like the bladder or the stomach. There's also the question of whether to stun the animal or render it unconscious before killing it. That's been pretty controversial. Generally, stunning is prohibited in interpretations of Islamic law. But some countries won't allow you to slaughter an animal without stunning it first. Animal rights organizations like PETA have even called the practice cruel. But Rababa disagrees. He says even if an animal can't move, it can still suffer.
He might be out of it and unconscious and not know what's going on, but he's still alive. He's suffering from inside.
Not many stores in the Kalamazoo area carry halal meat. Meijer has halal lamb, but no other meats. And Spartan Nash, which distributes foods to stores like D&W and Family Fair, carries a handful of halal brands, but no meat. One of the few places that definitely does carry halal meat is Bab El Salam in Portage. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant and grocery store that opened up a little less than a year ago.
They call me Ammo Mazen, that means Uncle Mazen.
Before Bab El Salam, owner Mazen started the Shawarma King on Drake Road with his brother. Shawarma King bills itself as Lebanese cuisine, but Mazen is actually Palestinian. He says the restaurant uses the term because the food is similar and people know what to expect.
Everywhere you go in the world, you found a Lebanese restaurant.
At first, Bab El Salam had a deli, but Mazen says it wasn't very popular.
Hot dog is halal, salam is halal.
Now they sell pre-packaged halal meat.
So it's baggage, so I don't need to deal with cutting and these things.
It's not always easy to tell if food is halal. A surprising number of foods contain pork gelatin, and pork is forbidden. You'll find gelatin in things like gummy worms, Skittles, frosted cereals, and marshmallows.
When they use the pork skin, SB is not halal. But here, this one is like bagged in Guatemala. But they use the beef. Beef gelatin is okay.
Maybe big grocery stores could carry halal food, but Mazen says there'd have to be more demand. But as I told Kellerman, it is possible, especially if they purchase prepackaged meats.
I would think that grocers here, to some extent, without having to hire a Muslim butcher, would be able to do it.
You can find answers to listener questions on Islam at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.